From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Pakistan, conspiracy theories abound regarding U.S. intentions. Pakistani TV talk shows have fueled the conspiratorial thinking. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy explains what theories are out there and who is disseminating them.
The most popular conspiracy theory sweeping the land is that the United States and India are engaged in a global conspiracy to bring down Pakistan. The chief weapons, the CIA, and Blackwater. About 100 black-suited lawyers assembled last Saturday amid a shower of rose petals to rail against the private American security firm and demand it leave the country. Blackwater, now known as Z, is despised in Pakistan for its role in the killing of civilians in Iraq. The mere suggestion the company is in Pakistan sends a collective shudder down the nation's spine. Listening to Taufik Asif, president of the Rawalpindi District Bar, is a crash course on Pakistani loathing of Americans and suspicion about U.S. intentions. Today we are gathering to purge Pakistan of the cursed Americans, he says. The crowd cries, we must beat back America and save Pakistan. As Asif's stem winder gathers momentum, he makes clear that Blackwater agents aim to take over the Kahuta atomic facility not far from the demonstration. We will protect this atomic plant with our blood, he tells the small crowd. All of Pakistan is united, he says. If we must eat dry bread or even grass, we will survive. But, Asif declares, we will not compromise Pakistan's sovereignty or atomic program. Many Pakistanis, including attorney Mohammad Siddiqui Awan, believe that the U.S. is using Blackwater to organize suicide attacks as a pretext to rescue Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
No doubt, they are involved in suicide bombing. They provide assistance to the persons, provide them with jackets, provide them ammunition. They want to destabilize the country just to capture the atomic warheads. Only.
Another favorite conspiracy is that the United States has deployed Pakistan's homegrown militants to dismember Pakistan. Pervez Hoodboy is a physics professor and social commentator.
There is a climate of denial, a denial of facts, and it's always easier to deny rather than to accept that the fault lies within.
Hoodboy says conspiracy theories usually begin with a grain of truth, which is why Blackwater is a good example of how conspiracies get woven. The CIA's admission that it had at one time contracted Blackwater employees to load missiles onto U.S. drones at a Pakistani airbase confirmed that they had been here. Similarly, Hoodboy says the idea that the U.S. is conspiring to seize the Islamic world's only nuclear bomb is also predicated on a fact that Washington is extremely concerned about Pakistan's nuclear weapons.
Especially since we know that there is a large jihadist constituency in the country. On the other hand, for the United States to create this kind of instability is simply ridiculous, because that very instability could cause the nukes to disappear without a trace, and nobody would know where all those bombs have gone.
The enemy, depending on the day, can either be the CIA, Mossad, or RAW, India's intelligence service. Newspaper editor Najam Sethi says conspiracy theories are stamped in the DNA of the culture dating back to the 16th and 17th century Mughal emperors who consolidated Islam in South Asia.
Mughal history is full of palace intrigues. Not just within the contestants for power within the Mughal Empire, but also with other allies and other enemies. So that is one element of our memory, especially the Muslim memory.
Today, the internet and proliferation of television talk shows accelerate the dissemination of conspiracy theories.
So they did the next target, which was ISI and army.
Defense analyst Zaid Hamid runs a website called Brass Tacks. He passionately tells viewers that the next target of the United States is the Pakistan Intelligence Agency, ISI, and the Army. The attack on the Army General Headquarters this fall was to kill the Army Chief and to eliminate all the leadership, he says. The suicide attack on a mosque attended by military officers in Rawalpindi this month was to kill the senior leaders offering prayers, he says. Zayed Hamid declined to be interviewed. Analyst Najim Sethi says the danger in conspiratorial thinking is that it dissuades Pakistanis from owning up to their own problems.
Therefore, we are unable to come up with our own solutions to some of those problems. And when some of the solutions are thrust upon us or explained to us from outside, we tend to resent it because we say this is an imported solution.
And Sethi says in the absence of credible information, you tend to get conspiracy theories, the oxygen for which, he says, is anti-Americanism. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.